As a young boy, believe it or not, I had considered becoming a missionary, one of those missionary priests who might go to China or Asia or to some other faraway place to live and preach the gospel. I had always been fascinated by the many stories of missionary priests, like, say, St. Junipero Serra, or St. Francis Xavier, or St. Isaac Jogues, or the many others who left their homes, families, and went to faraway places to bring the gospel to those who had never heard of it. Eventually, I abandoned that idea and decided that God was calling me to be a diocesan priest and to serve the people of God in ordinary parish ministry. But the truth is that even in that, and even now in my episcopal ministry, I am in truth a missionary, and so are you, if you accept the call of your baptism. For every member of the church is at heart a true missionary. In today's gospel on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we hear about the first Christian missionary journey, the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. When the angel had announced to her God's plan to bring forth the Messiah in and through her, and when she, in fact, gave her free assent to God's will, saying, "Fiat, let it be done to me according to your word," she did not keep this good news to herself, but rather went in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who herself was with child in unusual circumstances. Their meeting brought them both great joy as they shared with each other how God in his love and mercy had looked upon them in their lowliness. They spent 3 months together, we are told, no doubt reflecting day after day of the marvels of God, asking each other questions about the future and what God has planned, and supporting each other in the moments where questions are not easily answered, but faith intervenes. Yes, Mary truly is the first Christian missionary. My dear brothers and sisters, we are members of a missionary community of faith, a community that sends her members forth to live and proclaim God's love for us in Jesus Christ. That is what a missionary does. He or she goes forth to announce the good news so that others will know and come to believe what we know and what we believe. Just like Mary did when she went to Elizabeth, so too we must go in haste to others. Others in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our places of employment, in short, to all corners of our life, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And in order for us to go forth, we must be sent. We must hear the order, if you will, to go out and bring others to Christ. That word, that order, comes from our priests, who are ordained to serve the disciples of the church, to offer them the sacraments, to teach them how to witness to family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and to empower and encourage them for this mission. Our priests, in collaboration with the bishop, are vital for the missionary work of the church in our parishes, schools, and other ministries. We need them to preach, to teach, and to send. Today, as is our custom, I invite the Diocese of Wichita to consider a generous gift to the Christmas Call to Sharing, which helps me to provide the resources for the formation of future priests, as well as the benefits for our retired priests who have served the church for many years. We are indeed blessed in this diocese with great priests, and God willing, more to come. Please help me in my duty to ensure that our priests are well formed for future ministry and to offer our retired priests the benefits they justly deserve. In the past, the good stewards of our diocese have been very generous. I am counting on that generosity once again. May Mary, the first of our Lord's missionaries, inspire all of us to go forth into the world with the mission of making disciples for Jesus. May our souls, like hers, magnify the Lord for all that he has done and will do for us. And may all our priests, who deserve our support, proclaim to all who hear them the call for all of us to be fully alive as missionary disciples of Jesus Christ.